Welcome to the Simply Financial Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Calandra. I wanted to share with you some ideas to simplify your financial life before retirement. As you approach retirement, I believe it's important to take proactive steps towards simplifying your finances because you don't want to spend some of the best years of your life scrambling to make ends meet and wasting time with extraneous financial stuff. So before you retire, I think there are some ways you can consider to make your financial life a bit easier before you officially start your new and exciting chapter. I believe as a certified financial planner for over 29 years that if you plan ahead, you can reduce the amount of stress and headaches that you encounter along the way. We want to give you the most amount of time that you can enjoy your retirement and not playing catch up. So the first idea I wanted to share with you is to consolidate as much as possible. So through the years, many of us end up with lots of different stuff, different bank accounts, different investment accounts, different credit cards, that kind of thing. So if you can, consolidating these accounts down to a more manageable number is very attractive. Now, I'm not exactly on the cusp of retiring. I'm 50 years old right now, but I know Joelle and I, my wife and I, we've done this, and we've gotten down to just one banking relationship, and we have one primary credit card with one backup credit card, and that has done wonders for us to simplify things, and I think it is going to be advantageous for us as we move towards retirement. So consolidate your banking relationships. It still has to make sense. There might be reason to have more than one, but most of us don't need 3, 4, 5. Most of us probably could get by with one, but just think it through and be purposeful. If you could clean that up, make it simpler, it will be to your benefit. I think it's the same for credit cards. There are reasons why lots of us have lots of different credit cards. We might have gotten different ones for different reasons over the years. You might have ones from different stores, Home Depot, Macy's, that kind of thing. But I think consolidating those to a more manageable number, maybe not one, maybe 2, 3. You have to do what's right for you. But to clean that up, a good rule of thumb is to choose a credit card that you've had a long time that often will help with your credit score if that's an important consideration for you. So I'm a financial planner, as my listeners know. We advocate for consolidating investments with one advisor when it makes sense, and to consolidate different investment accounts on the common platforms to make your investment strategy, your financial situation simpler and more elegant. It's easier to keep track of that way. Fewer usernames, fewer passwords, fewer statements that you got to learn how to read and track. It just makes things easier. And I think today with technology, with the consolidation of banking, credit card, investments, where you're being purposeful and keeping those different relationships at a manageable number, you're not giving much away in terms of services. It makes a lot of sense. I also believe, the second idea I wanted to share with you, that if at all possible you want to enter into retirement debt-free, or if you have any debt, ideally would only be the mortgage. So there's good financial reasons to do that. Not having debt service, not paying interest, not having payments. So there are some specific financial reasons why this is beneficial as you move into retirement. But it also works into the thinking about simplifying things. If you don't have debt, you don't have multiple payments you need to make. That means when you have to sit down and pay bills or plan out your budget, think about how to deploy your money, you know, you have less moving parts because you have less statements. Again, Joelle and I have done this, and we have become debt-free over the last couple of years. And one of the things that I wouldn't have expected to feel so strongly about is how much easier it is now to forecast, do my own financial planning, do my net worth statement every quarter. And when I sit down to pay bills, it's a lot easier because you don't have that many payments to keep track of. There's some stress with that. You don't want to be late on payments. What happens if the bill doesn't come in? What happens if the payment gets lost? All of those different things go away. So that is another way you could simplify your financial life, is to reduce and or pay off as much debt as possible. A good goal on many fronts. Next, I wanted to share with you the idea of going automatic and paperless. Nowadays, most financial institutions allow you to set up automatic payments to pay your utility bills, to pay your credit card bills, so that you no longer have to worry, like I just spoke about, to worry much about missing a payment every month. You could automate things and not have to keep track of countless pieces of paper. You can easily access all your statements from your financial institutions from their websites. This goes for credit cards, bank accounts, investment accounts. You can move away from paper, assuming you're comfortable with doing this. Some people, right, wrong, or indifferent, probably some of my listeners, still want to have paper, and I think that's okay. But if we're trying to simplify things, leveraging technology, automating payments, and going paperless packs a lot of punch in making your life simpler. Again, you could easily download statements, payment histories, things like that if you need to. But how often do you really need to do that? How often have you had to go back and look at a bank statement from 19 months ago? I would venture to guess it is extremely rare. And by not having to constantly organize and shred paper, that'll free up time. Hopefully free up time so you could do stuff that's more fun and more productive. Less clutter will naturally make you feel more organized and in control of your financial future moving forward. So seriously consider automating your payments and going paperless. I want to talk a little bit about focus. Focusing on what brings you the most value. So as you close in on retirement and you're in the home stretch, you want to look at things from insurance policies to magazine subscriptions. There are just so many ways that we spend money. Expenses that we have, especially ones that are on subscriptions, that we might not want anymore. They may not add much value to our lives anymore. And we might not have gotten around to just kind of canceling them just because we haven't had the time or the inclination. So before you enter into retirement, revisit policies you have, subscriptions you have, to make sure that you have what you want to have and you're getting good value from that. And it's not just something that is a legacy of something that you wanted in the past. When it comes to subscription services, which is very popular today in today's world, it could be really, really easy to lose track of what you're paying for each month, because these subscription services, they might hit your credit card or hit your bank account. And if you're not paying close attention, these expenses could be overlooked. So my suggestion is to sit down, review these programs, maybe review them with your spouse or significant other. And as you prepare for retirement, make sure that you are subscribed to the things that you want to be subscribed to, that you're getting value out of them, you're using them, and they'll fit into the next chapter of your life being retirement. So not only will you have fewer bills to keep track of, because this will simplify the amount of financial activity you have, but that also potentially will free up some other money that you can use for more worthwhile, fun, and or investment-related stuff you have going on. The last thing I wanted to talk about is the concept of small steps leading to less stress. A key way to simplify your financial life before retirement is to focus on the things that you can control. because it's easy for many of us, I know it is for me, to lose sight of all the excitement about retiring when there are so many aspects of their lives that seem kind of up to chance. Retirement is and can be a beautiful thing. And I am a financial planner because I believe that every person deserves to enjoy the fruits of their labor to the fullest extent. So before you go into full-on panic mode, take a step back, breathe, and focus your attention on one item at a time. Be purposeful, have a plan, so that you don't get completely overwhelmed even before you start. And that's why this simplification strategy that I'm talking about, ways that you could simplify things, is so important, because you're less likely to get overwhelmed if you have fewer things to keep track of leading into and during this wonderful chapter of your life. So the steps that I went through are a good start. We want to always find ways where we could maximize our money, be purposeful, be careful, but yet also spend and use our money for enjoyment. So I hope you like these simplification ideas as you move towards retirement. And those of you that are listening that may already be retired, or those of you that are farther away from retirement than I spoke to during this quick discussion, you know, a lot of this makes sense. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong for a 30-something or a 40-year-old something to take advantage of automation, paperless, focusing on value, making sure they're spending their money wisely. I think this does transcend just preparing for retirement, but I think, as I outlined already, it's extremely important to streamline and simplify things as you prepare to enter into retirement. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Please go to our website, elliottwealth.com. Learn more about the team that we have here that helps our clients win with money. And if you have any questions, please contact us. Lastly, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast already, please do so. That's really important to me, and I appreciate it. I will be back with you on the next episode of the Simply Financial podcast very soon. Thanks for listening.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of Sage Point Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with Sage Point Financial.